Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. The headline of the day may be the one on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. Over a picture of a family being welcomed at an emergency hub, the paper writes, Cade Mila Faulties. The front page headline in the Irish Examiner tells its own story in that it's almost word for word the same as the headlines on yesterday's front pages, 100,000 set to be without power for a week. The front page headline in the Irish Daily Mail says some of that delay is down to the government. The Mail says that the EU offered Ireland help last Wednesday, but that Ireland sat on the offer for days. In the north, the Irish News says that the death of one man is attributed to the fallout from the storms. Because of power cuts, he was running a generator in his garage and it's suspected he died from carbon monoxide poisoning. The paper says health officials have advised people not to use portable generators, kerosene heaters or barbecues indoors because of the risk of poisonous fumes. Other advice in the papers include take photos. That's in the Belfast Telegraph, quoting a solicitor on homeowners making insurance claims. On compensation, the Telegraph's front page reports that Northern Ireland Electricity have asked people to leave off compo talk until all the power is back. However, they say they will make goodwill payments to some of those affected by power cuts. And still on advice in the storms, the Irish Daily Mirror has spoken to a cleaning company about the best way to clean your windows after the weekend's high winds. Apparently, even homes well away from the coast have windows that are filthy from seawater and salt particles. The expert the paper spoke to recommends acting quickly with a mixture of vinegar, water and a few drops of washing up liquid. The term biblical may be overused, but the photo from a high-flying drone printed in most papers this morning is just that. It shows the stream of Palestinians flowing back from northern Gaza to their home places. It evokes the original exodus of Israelites from the Bible. And there's something about the way the photo was printed over two pages in the Star and Mirror that allows you to pause at the immensity of the scene, as well as zoom in and look at each of those individuals trekking back to the rubble. If you like your history, you'll like today's Irish Independent, which has a couple of anniversary stories. It reports that it's 30 years since the O.J. Simpson trial, and it's 20 years since former Justice Minister Ray Burke was jailed. John Downing has an article in The Independent on that, and this is how he opens it. As his former Fianna Fáil colleagues paraded for their party's 1916 Rising commemorations at Arbor Hill in 2005, longtime party chieftain Ray Burke was also there. But this time, the former Justice Minister was on the other side of the wall in Arbor Hill Prison, serving a sentence for breaking tax laws. The disgraced former North Dublin TD, once responsible in government for prisons, had ironically been convicted under legislation he had helped draft. Over the page in The Independent, another bit of history. It's a black and white photo of Michael Lowry, Communications Minister, shaking hands with Dennis O'Brien at the signing of Ireland's new mobile phone licence in 1996. The accompanying story, though, is right up to date. It tells us that Michael Lowry is a notice party in a High Court action being taken by a company that was one of the unsuccessful bidders for that mobile phone licence. I'm back to the Star for a couple of silly science mistake stories. The paper says that when Elon Musk launched a car into space as a publicity stunt a few years ago, US scientists originally thought it was a meteorite and gave it a number. Next to that, a story about the British Navy monitoring the waters off Scotland. They heard a sound which they feared was the Russians dropping a device onto the seabed. Turns out, after some investigation, they think it was a whale breaking wind.
Thanks, Ronan.